we're going to start with AB. But let's just first review for a minute. We're in the middle of the discussion. The Gemara talked about a koi or a kvi. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but it's a animal which we're not sure whether it's a chaya. A chaya means an undomesticated animal that you would require to cover the blood. And it may be an animal, a tame animal. A tame animal, you don't have to cover the blood. So the Braisa stated that you're not allowed to shechtin on Yontif because if you are going to shechtin, maybe it is an undomesticated, we don't know what the koi is, maybe it is a chaya, and that would require covering. And on Yontif, you can't cover it, so don't shechtin, it says. So that's one thing. Then the Braisa says further, but if you did shecht it, yeah, the Braisa said, then don't cover its blood. Because maybe it's a behemoth that doesn't require. And you're not allowed to move the sand to cover the blood because you don't really have to do it because it is maybe it's a behemoth. So, the Gemara asked the question, so if we're going to say that we said before that you can bring in a full, Rabbi Yehuda said you can bring in a full bucket of sand and you can do whatever you need. So the Gemara is asking, if you have sand that is hanging around there, which is ready for everything, so who cares that it's a behemoth? Why don't you cover it because you have sand already there? So the Gemara says you're asking, you know, why don't you cover it up with the bucket full of? Why don't you cover it up? The Gemara says with the ashes of the oven or with a shovel that has been stuck in the ground, which technically you're allowed to do. So. The answer is he doesn't have it. So there's also, the Gemara says, he doesn't have this bucket of sand. So it's not a question on Rabbi Yehuda who says that you can use, if you have a bucket of sand, you can use forever you need. It's not a question. So you're talking about you don't have. So the Gemara says, so then why do we, if you're saying that he doesn't have available sand, so even if we knew that it is a chaya, you're still not allowed to because Beis Hillel says, they prohibit if it's without. In other words, if there's no shovel stuck in the ground, you're not allowed to. So if you're saying it's not available, then it's not only because you don't know if it might be an animal. Even if you know for sure it's a chaya or a bird, which you have to cover, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara answers, Lo mi bo yiko amar, which means that certainly, even for sure, a regular chaya that requires kisui, he's not allowed to, not able to. And he says, not only a doubtful, but even a bad limboy. Because maybe you should allow a koi, because since it may not need kisuidam, because it may be an animal. So maybe we should allow for a suffix shecht it, and don't cover the blood, because you're not sure that it's really a required to cover the blood. So therefore, kamashvlo. So what does the Mishnah tell you? So I mean, this Raisa tells you that you should not do it. Okay, that's what we finished the Gemara last time. So now, Frank the Gemara, but wait a minute. You're saying that there is no available sand to cover it. That's what you're saying. Otherwise, you would allow to cover it. Frag the Gemara, Vomidukotoni Seifa, But in the second part, it says you're not allowed to shecht it, but it says, v'im shechtei ein mechasin es domoi. If you did shecht the koi, that suffix, the animal which is a suffix, behem, a suffix chaya, if you did shecht it, then you can't cover the blood. So, if you don't have, if it's talking about a situation where you don't have blood to cover, if you don't have sand to cover it, why do we have to tell you that you can't cover the blood? Miklal, it must be that with the Isla Askinam, that we're talking about that he has sand. You wouldn't have to say, let's do the Rashi. We can understand. It says that when you have a kui or kvi, that animal, don't shecht it. Itzrich, we needed to tell you, don't shecht it. Why would you think that you should be allowed to shecht it if you're not even allowed to shecht a vadai chaya? Why would you think? Maybe because we're not sure that you have to cover it. Because maybe it's not even an animal. Maybe it's not even a chaya. So maybe let's shecht it. So you're saying, okay, no, you're not allowed to shecht it. Even though you're not going to have anything to eat for Yom Tov, only what you have is the kvi. And we're not going to shecht it because maybe it's a chaya and you're not going to be able to cover it. Fine. Elo sefer de katoni. But what does it say in the sefer? That if you shecht it, ein mechasim, you're not going to cover it. So the question is, either Leslie, if you're talking about that there is nothing there to cover with, that chodah mahani l'chasis, he has one of these mentioned, either the efer or the kupa or the something there. He doesn't have the covenant. Ma'itzrich l'ashmi'inon. So why does it not, why does he have to tell you that what? That you're not allowed to go and dig a sand to cover up? For sure. Even if you need to do the mitzvah, for sure you're not allowed to cover with sand that is not prepared. So do we need to tell you that when you're not even sure that you're not allowed to do it? So Meila, the Mishnah that talks about shechting it, and you might think that shecht it and don't cover because maybe you're not sure you need to cover it. It may not be a chaya. Okay, so that's a chiddush. But now once you shecht it, you're telling me you're not allowed to cover it. And if we're talking about that you have one of those available sands that we discussed, even you, either you had the kupa or you had the efer or you had the shovel stuck in, and still we're saying, if you, and you don't have that, so why does he have to tell me? You're not allowed to dig to cover, even if we know for sure it's a chaya, and you're not allowed to dig. So from this we can therefore derive, it's talking about with the Islay, that he has so then you can cover by a vadai, because you have one of these special prepared sands that you can cover. And he teaches us, he comes to teach us that if it's a suffix, that when there is a doubt, you're not allowed to do it. You can't do it. So the question is, v'kashilon amai ein mechasim. So why can't you really cover it? Ikid Rabbi Yehuda, or like Rabbi Yehuda that says you can bring in a kupa with offer, why don't you cover it? Ibe for akira, or why don't you use the ashes of the stove? In other words, what the Gemara proved that you have to be talking about that you have these some prepared. Because if you didn't have it prepared and you have to dig, the Mishnah, the Braisa wouldn't tell you a chiddush that by Yaku you can't cover, even a vaday. So it has to be talking about Bidi Islay, and for some reason, you're not allowed to do it for a Sufik, but you can do it for a vaday. But according you just said, Rabbi Yehuda or Eifa Yichshu able to do it. So the question is, why can't you cover if you have sand available? The Gemara proves you have sand available. If you have sand available in one of those situations, why don't we cover? Why aren't we allowed to cover? So Elamah Rabba. So Rabba gives another answer. Rabba says, even though we said before, Efer Kira Muchan, it's prepared to be used for something that you know for sure you have to cover, like the blood of a chaya. So for that, we're saying that people have in mind that ashes should be used for that. But people don't have in mind for something which is not for sure need to cover, such as a koi or the kvi or this questionable. That still remains muktzah for that. How that works exactly, the Gemara is going to challenge this. We'll see in a minute. El Omar Rabba. But let's see what Rabba says. But Rabba said, Efer kira muchan levadai. The Efer of the kira is ready, is considered not muktzah, for something which is certainly needs kisui dam, a chayu, a bird. But vei muchan lesafik, but it's not considered prepared for something which is not for sure, which is, in this case, which is the kui. The kui, we're not sure that it needs cover. It doesn't cover that. Rashi explains, muchan levada ve'en muchan lesafik. So Rashi says, kosalka daitoch dochi kamar. What the Gemara is thinking, the Gemara is going to change this later on, that what he's saying is, Aval gav de daite l'chol mili, even though in mine, he has for everything. He thinks the ashes of my fire should be used for whatever I need. But hachnasosi moyil levade ve'enim el sasofik. But still, this bringing it in the case of the kupa, if you bring it in, it only helps for when it's a vadai. It doesn't help for a suffix. But that doesn't, why would it not help if it's not mukta anymore? If the person has in mind that he's going to use it for whatever he needs it, so it's not mukta. How could you say that it's only not mukta for a vadai? The person says, I'm going to use wherever I need it. And if it needs to cover a suffix, he'll cover it. Uparchinon, that's the Gemara's question. Vikivon didaita ilua ilove. Since he has in mind, I'm going to use the ashes or the kupa. I'm going to use it for whatever I need. Umshum daktzileko. And there's no such a thing that you designated not to use it because you have in mind that you're going to use it for whatever you're going to need. Sofik my time eloy machasinon. Why can't you cover up? Why can't you use it when it's not a certain requirement to cover? It's a kui. It's an animal. Why should you use it? You're gonna say why? Mishum the kovet guma. Is it because? Oh, don't cover because you're making a hole. Is that the reason? Why can't you use the sand from the kupa or the afer of the kira? Why can't you use it to cover the blood of this kui is the ka'avid guma, is because you're making a hole. Va'adainami ka'avid guma. If the issue is because you're making a hole and you're building in the ground, that way it's asur. So why is it only an issue when we're talking about a kui, a suffix, even a vada, you shouldn't be allowed to do it because you're building. And the reason that we explained before, why don't we consider it building? Elo kidrabi abba. It goes like we explained before, Rababa. And Rababa says that vada in my time is shoris. What is the reason when you know for sure it needs covering of the blood? It's a chaya. Why do you permit it? Kidrababa, as Rababa explained. The Omar Le'il, who said earlier, Makalkalu Potrolo, because this is not considered building, this is considered ruining it. And if you're Makalkal, you're Potter. So if you're a Suffolk, why shouldn't you be able to take and cover it? Making a hole is not is a non-issue. Because you're ruining it, and we said before that Rababa permits when you're ruining it. And the Gemara continues to go through. We already had all this before. Elo Sofik, my timer. But what are you going to say, the reason why you can't, when you're not sure not to cover it, Dilma Ovid Kitisha, because he might grind it up, because it's going to be a chunk. It's going to grind it up. Dilma Ovid Kitisha, Zoktrashi, Garsinon, Shemo Yehusham Rigovim V'yach Tishem. There might be chunks over there. He's going to grind it down. He's going to be making grinding on Yom Tov. We're not allowed to do that. So if that's your worry, Vade Namin Nigzom Shum Kitisha. So even if it's a definite Chaya that needs Kisui, why don't you go there because of Kitisha that you might grind it down? And the Gemara answers like this. Rashi gives you the Gemara's answer over here already. Kivon derev pa'amim ein tzorich lichtosh. Most of the time, you don't need to grind it down. You can just dig it up and there was a shovel there already. You can take it out without grinding it. There goes the Rabbanim mishum ketisha. The Rabbanim did not worry about. They didn't make a decree that you might come to grind it up. The e nami also lide kach, because even if it should come to this that they'll ground it up, lav isure de raisa ika, you will still not be violating a Torah prohibition. If you grind up the chunks of earth to cover the blood, you will not be violating a Torah command. Why? The osi eser dechisohu vechisohu ba'afar v'dochi loisase melocha. The positive mitzvah that the Torah says you shall cover the blood in sand overrides and pushes away the prohibition of not doing work on Yom Tov. The Kaimelon Bepedikamo di Yevomis, as we have the halacha in the first perek of Yevomis, the Avdal Domit Baal Aleph, Ese Doiche Loisase. The Ese can override the Loisase. But Vadai, so this thing more explaining, I'm not seeing anything more. When it's for sure requirement, if you are going to be grinding it up, then the positive mitzvah of covering in the blood overrides the loisas. And therefore, you're not going to be violating anything. And the Gemara says, hey, wait a minute. When does a positive mitzvah override a prohibition if at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, the prohibition is being violated. In our case, when you're grinding the sand, you're not doing the mitzvah yet. You're preparing the sand. Later on, you'll use the sand to cover the blood. So, the violation of Yom Tov is when you're grinding it. The mitzvah is taking place. When are we allowed to? When do we say the rule that the positive mitzvah overrides the prohibition if it happens at the same time? As for example, Eimer Damrinon Osi Ese V'doicha Esleisese Kigoin Mila B'tzaraas. When do we say that an Ese will override a Leisese? Is, for example, making circumcision and there is a Tzaraas there. Like this, you're not allowed to cut away a tzaras. What happened on that piece of skin that you're cutting down? There's tzaras there. So it turns out that you're violating the prohibition of not cutting the leprosy at the same time you're doing the mitzvah of Brish Milah. You're doing the Milah. That's a case where it happens at the same time. Or the other case would be wearing shatnas in the tzitzis by the midst of tzitzis. So over there, because you're doing the mitzvah at the time that you're wearing the shatnas, that's why it overrides it. But in our case, it doesn't fit because you're grinding the earth now, and then later on you're going to cover it later. It doesn't override in that case again. So Ktrashi Mile Bitzaras, the case of Mutzra Diksiv, Hishomer Binega Tzaras. The Pasuk says you gotta be careful with the nega, with the leprosy, that you can't cut it down. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braise that Bekoitzit Baharose Yakosu Medaber. That this Pasuk is talking about one who is cutting down the Baharis. Torah says you can't do that. The Tanya, the Gemara, and we learned in the Gemara, the imloy heavy clay. That's the perek. In Masech the Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis Omed Beis, it says, Yilmel Mel Besar Ar Lose. We learn from the Pasik. Yilmel Besar Ar Lose. I think that's Rabbi Lezer de Mila. They call it Imloy Hevi Keli. That's what the Masechta is called. That's what the Perek is called in Masechta Shabbos over there. In Perek Rabbi Lezer de Mila. So we learn from the Pasik, Yimo Besar Olosei. So it says from the Pasik, it's not that Afilu B'mokim Baharis Yikets. But basically, that even if it is, the Torah says, circumcise him, that even if you're taking off the Baharis, it's cut it off. So the Ese is Doiche, the Mitzvah Bris is Doiche, the Loisase, or the Hishomer, which is a Loisase Benegetzeras. Inami, Sadin Betzitzis. The same thing is, when we're talking about, you have a garment, a sheet, and you put it tzitzis. Nami tzitzis bekelayim. That is tzitzis when you wearing it with mixed of wool and linen. Tiksiv, the pasuk says, lois silba shatnis. The Torah says, don't wear shatnis, a mixture of wool and linen. V'samich lei, and then in this pasuk next to it, it says, gedilim tase lecha. You should make yourself tzitzis, those fringes you should make. So what do we learn out? That the bishas mila, or bishas levishas atalis, when you're doing the mitzvah of mila, or the mitzvah of wearing the talits, me'eker lav u'mekayim esa, you are uprooting the lav and you're filling an esa. You're wearing shatnas, but you're doing tzitzis. You're cutting off a nega, but you're doing a bris mila. But the S over here, kshuhu koitish, when he is grinding over belav, that's when he's violating. But the essay he doesn't fulfill until he covers. So over here we don't say that the essay will override the loisa sense. So we will not allow him on Yontef to go and grind up the earth, crush it up, because he's not doing a mitzvah then. The mitzvah is going to be later. Over there, when the time that he is uprooting the lav, he's fulfilling the esa. The time that the lav is being uprooted, he's not doing an esa. He's just grinding the earth now. Why would you be allowed? The Gemara says, because it's a vadai, he can do it. Why would you allow him? He's not an esa doicha leisase. The Gemara says, no, that's not a question. Holy kashi. We're talking about the Bahak, the Kotish Kobachase. He's not going to, we're not worried that he's going to be grinding it up before. He's grinding it up as he's covering it. So he's crumbling it up in his hands so that it covers. So the Chashash, why don't we, when we're talking about a vadai, which you have to cover, and since even if you did grind it, you wouldn't be violating, because if during the time that you're crushing it up, you're covering, and therefore that's why we allow it by a vadai, but by a suffix we won't allow that, because there's not a definite vadai. But the Gemara is not yet, the Gemara is not satisfied. The Gemara is saying you can't say that you're allowed to grind it because you're fulfilling a mitzvah to override the Yom Tov, because Yom Tov actually has a positive mitzvah as well. If it's only a positive mitzvah against the negative, so the positive will override it. So Yom Tov being, if Yom Tov was only a losasa, and covering the blood was an esa, so the esa could override the loisasa. But it happens to be that Yom Tov has an esa too. One esa cannot override of covering the blood, the esa and the loisasa from Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, so if so, at the end we have a problem, Yom Tov esa, the loisasa. It's both. It's a esa together loisasa. Vein esa doichas, loisasa ve esa. It cannot override the loisasa and esa. Where is the esse of Yom Tov? Because the pasuk says, "Bayeim Arishon Shabbosin," the mashma shveis. It's mashma you have to rest. Zog the Gemara, Elo Morava. Eifer kira daitei levadai. He says different. The Gemara said before that since you have it in mind that you're going to use it, what difference for what? Whether it's a suffix or vadai. Here, Rava qualifies. He says, when you have ashes in the oven, you're thinking in mind to use it if you need it for sure, but not if you may need to use for suffix. Vein daita le suffix. Hilkach iser mukta ika. There is mukta. What's the efer? Vuadin revu. The same thing is bringing in the bucket full of sand. It's also, you only bring it in for things that you know for sure that you use it. But things that will happen, a suffix, you know, you don't bring it in. Vauzda Rava letaime. And Rava goes according to his reasoning elsewhere. So Rashi says, Vauzda Rava letaime. The Omar. He says, "Misha daitoi levadai l'romi anafshe l'azmuni limidi desofik." One whose mind is for a definite does not have on himself to prepare it for something which he's not sure. Which means, yes, I have in mind for things that sure need sand, but I don't have in mind, oh, maybe something may need it as a doubt. He gives you an example. Amar Rava. Rava says as follows. Hichnis ofor lechasis boitzoyo. He brought in sand that he wants to cover up the tzoya, the excrement the baby will make on the floor. Rashi says, "Hichnis ofer lachasis by tzoya b'yomtiv." If you brought in from before yomtiv to cover the dung of the baby on the floor, he's worried that he's gonna, you know, make number two in front of him on yomtiv, in front of his face. So he brings in sand so that he can cover it. Mutar lechasis beitam tzipper, he's allowed to cover with it the blood of the bird. Meaning, if he shechts a bird and he needs sand to cover it, he brought it in for that purpose, he can still use for the bird. So Rashi, mutar lechasis dam tzipper, sheyesh lo lishchet biyomtiv, because he can shecht it in yomtiv, the kivon sheyesh mina lesofik koski levade, since he prepared it for a sofik, certainly he prepares it for a vadai, which means the baby, whether the baby is going to make or not, he doesn't know. But the bird that he wants to use, that's for sure, so that's considered. But what happens if he brought it in for dam tzipper to cover for the bird? Also chasid b'itzoya. Then you're not allowed to use it to cover it up for the babies, what the baby made. Also chasid im yesh le'tinukot hitil tzoy b'yomtov. You cannot use that sand, my timer. Dam tzipper vaday hoye lo shei shechteno. The bird, blood of the bird, he knows for sure he's going to shecht it. V'hei tzorech kisu, and he's going to need to cover it. Avol ha'tzoyo, but when you talk about the tzoyo, sofaku im yere b'moka mosloi, whether it's going to happen in somewhere where it's going to be disgusting. When he brought it in, he had for the shore, for the blood of the tzipper, but not for the baby's making over there. Because he didn't know if it was going to be a fire.
Is it still mukta? I mean, if it was for the baby?
No. Well, if you prepared it, it's not mukta. Well, if you prepared it for the bird, it's going to be mukta for the baby. According to that opinion. The Nahar Bloy, they say, Afilu hichnis ofer lechasis b'dam tzipper, even if you brought it in to cover the blood of a tzipper, mutar lechasis b'tzoya, you can still cover the tzoya, the babies, what it made. Why? So Rashi, mutar, kivun the azmane. Once you're prepared. Don't have a kor levade. This is also almost sure that the baby is going to do its thing over there. So he said, you prepare it. Narbaloi amri b'sanhedrin mefarish du rami bar b'ribi. Narbaloi, that's, the Gemara says, is rami bar b'ribi. He's just telling you who Narbaloi is. So the Gemara, amri b'marrova, so they said in Eretz Yisrael in the West, pligi bo rabi yesi bar choma v'rabi zeira, that this is an argument between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Zeira. V'amr lo Rabbi Bereid Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Zeira. Other people, it's Rabbi Bereid, Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira. These, which are the two? Chad Omar Koi Harihu Kitzoya. One says it's like Tzoya, which means Hamachnis Ofor L'chasis Boi Tzoya Mutar Lohi L'chasis Boi Dam Koi. The Zeb is a Sofik. They're both a Sofik. So if he covers, if he brings in to cover tzoya, which is a suffix, you can also use it for a suffix, because also the tzoya is a suffix. It's not like tzoya. V'machnis ofer l'chasis tzoya, osu l'chasis by dam koi. He's not allowed to cover the blood of the koi. The koi l'gabi tzoya, k'sofik l'gabi vaday. Because a koi is more of a suffix. A baby is definitely going to do its thing. The tzoya's tinuk, Rashi says, shkichol krev l'vaday. So you cannot cover the blood of the koi, even though you brought it in for the tzoya, which is not. And the Gemara says to Stayim, so you can make a proof that the Rava, so we had, Huda Omar koi ar ki tzoya, that he equals it to tzoya. This time, he is the one that says that tzoya is like a suffix, not korv levadai, and the koi muter bazmon tzoya. If you prepare for tzoya, can use for the koi too. That's rabbit. Amar Rove, hichnis ofar lechasis by tzoya, muter lechasis by dam tziper. If you brought in sand to cover tzoya, you can cover dam tziper. Dam tziper. Also the chasid by tzoya, but the dam tzipper you cannot be covering the tzoya. So you see that a koi is a suffix. I mean that tzoya, you can't cover it if you brought it in for the dam tzipper. You're still not allowed to cover tzoya. Is a simon that tzoya is a suffix. And because tzoya is a suffix, that's why you cannot, that's why it's like koi. And if you bring in offer to cover tzoya, you can still cover up the koi. And the Gemara says, Tistayim. It's a good proof. Okay, let's leave it over here. And we have still one more small piece of Gemara. But we'll finish next time. Be'ezras Hashem. Hopefully on time. Okay.